you to believe. Sitting there worried about whether my hair is black or not. It's not my hair, but Solomon said his hair was black. Moses saw it. Said,
indeedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. This brash know, when he fought Tim, you know, made him look fast, but not as fast. Now, Tim's not necessarily known as a fast guy. I am. He's going to have a defense guy who's fast. It's all relative. You know, speed is relative there.
Did he just say he's faster than me? Oh my gosh. Ah, that's hilarious. Tim's fat. He's not really known as a fast guy. He's like, what am I known for? Yeah. Really? Like, really? Fat? Ah, man. He gonna learn. He gonna learn November 22nd, you know, what fast is all about. Manny Pacquiao, lightning fast feet, reflexes, angles. He gonna see what that's like. He definitely is. Good luck to him, though, man. Good luck to him. He's faster than me? Really? Are you serious? Aljury's faster than me? Are you serious? Come on, man. You gotta be kidding me.
Boxer Kid Jr. Okay, it's an interim world title. There'll be no real care about that. He's Boxer Kid Jr. who springs world level, and he's made him look pretty ordinary, let's be honest. He's backed him onto another post. He's bullied him. He's showed fast hands, fast feet. Everything, everything was just perfect. The way he put his hands together in combination and sustained it as well in that last round, in the 12th round, throughout all his stamina, 12th round.
If the opportunity presented itself, would you take that fight?
Of course, you know. I think that fight is right now, like, Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather. You know, people got the fight now, you know what I mean? And it's worth a lot of money. And, you know, when two top-tier guys who's done what they've done in their career, it should be like that, you know what I'm saying? And that terms of you know, considering your legacy and putting everything on the line, you know, see the cost of Pacquiao versus Mayweather, it costs a lot of money, right? And I'm hopefully that fight can be built up into that, and you know, I'm gonna go out there and I'm put my best foot forward and I'm come out the victor, because that's what I train to do. I don't train for second tier, you know what I mean? My life right now has become a testament to like hard work, struggle, and where that can get you, and sacrifice. So right now, all I can just say is Andy Lee right now is in front of me. I can't focus on all the other guys that's out there. A lot of guys gunning for me, because right now, no matter what they say, who they consider the best, I'm going to get you the payday you're looking for. I'm going to get you the payday you're looking for. And I think that's the most important thing why people want to fight me, is because I'm that star of the division. You know, Zinaida Golovkin is a sensational boxer, sensational knockout puncher. But I'm by far all that and the star.
And one more guy I'm asking about, not fighting him, but Miguel Cotto's in your division. Doesn't seem like he wants to fight a middleweight. I mean, do you feel he'll ever fight? You guys are at 160. They're telling him Tim Bradley, Brandon Rios. But do you think he'll ever want to fight, you know, you or other middleweights in the division?
I mean, he's been in the game for a long time, man. He's accomplished what I'm by far haven't accomplished in my career, you know what I'm saying? Winning titles in like three different divisions, you know what I'm saying? Being the first Puerto Rican to win a middleweight title. So, I'm never going to take that away from a person, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to rob him of his joy and his glory that, you know, if the business comes to play and it's in the forefront of being delivered to the people, then the only thing that I could do is just say, yeah, I would like to fight Miguel Cotto. But until then, I think I'm not going to be chasing him and trying to call him out. You know, I'm past that point right now that I'm just going to go out there and do my best. And, you know, whatever is available is what's available to me. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you can speak up, you can call. Yeah, but you can do a lot of stuff. But I've been doing that for so many years. I did that with Sergio. I did that with the best since Kelly Pavlik, bro. You know what I mean? So it's like, I was unheard. So I just learned that sometimes, you know, loud mouths don't even get heard sometimes. It's better just to put the work in and, you know, whatever's, you know, for me, God is God in my life. So, you know, as long as I'm able to feed my family and, you know, store away like the squirrels do in the wintertime, you know what I mean? Have good people around me, man. Get good interviews with you guys. You know, what else should I worry about? Should I worry about what's not going right, or should I focus on what's going good?
Wow, that's some philosophy, some advice for you from your local vocal boxing legend, Peter Quillin. Says he is the superstar at the middleweight division, and here, all right, all right, Cypher Boxing in the area. We tend not to agree with them, but you can't knock the confidence of the man at 160 preparing for Andy Lee, who has come through with some surprising comebacks to put his name back in the mix to take that middleweight title that the man Emmanuel Stewart, rest in peace, always said that he was destined for. Andy Lee, Peter Quillin, a little later on in this action-packed year. Man, it's been so long. It's been so long. Cypher Boxing's first show of the year, and yeah, it's March. It's the third month. The year ain't going by so fast, so it's been a long time since we've talked, and since we've talked, a lot has been agreed upon, a lot has been put in to the schedule. We just heard a couple of fights right now that happened over the weekend. Mr. Frampton, Irishman, does it big in Belfast, knocking out Chris Avalos in an exciting scrap with a kid. Frampton looks like he's the real deal, and he might be having some little guys go across seas to try to get some of that Dublin doubloons. Get some of that Irish gold, the Lucky Charms. Frampton lights it up in Belfast. Barry McQuiggan there. Everybody getting nostalgic because now they got another beast that might be the next coming. But no matter what, he gives the crowd what they were looking for. A knockout win. And a win that had the guy out on his feet, but just a massive assault. Beautiful display by Frampton the whole fight. He's got it all. He's got speed. He's got footwork. He's got fundamentals. He puts it all together, and he looks like he's got a quarter and a team that could take him far. We're going to be looking out for that guy. And the other one was Chris Eubank Jr. that you heard versus Chudinov. Eubank Jr., yes, another full-on body assault to the tough, ready, and a guy that just wouldn't quit in Chudinov. But Eubank Jr. gets the TKO in the last round of that little scrap. So a lot of things going on overseas. Tyson Fury also fought yesterday. He won. He's looking like he's got Klitschko coming up. And you know what? We haven't talked about the most obvious to date. That's Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Our dreams have been answered. Maybe a little late, but better late than never. Estimated 3 million to 4 million pay-per-view buys at about $100 a pop. The May 2nd fight in Las Vegas, nosebleed seats are starting at $1,000. Front row seats, you gotta have a $250,000 credit line at the MGM Grand just to hear your plea for the seats. Pacquiao just made it into California to start his stateside training over at the Wild Card Gym. We've got about 8 weeks remaining. Big fight. The biggest fight. The fight of the century. And that's not talking it up at all. This is the one. Biggest fight in the last 25 years, maybe. I don't know. Tyson and the heavyweights back in the 90s weren't so bad, but something we're going to see. And now I think all the hate has dissipated that I had at that whole matchup. I don't even think we need to talk about who might win, what might happen. I think what we are going to be privy to and what we're lucky to be seeing is two great performers, two great prize fighters at the top of their game still that will really bring it all in the ring, because nothing will get these guys rattled. They've been there. They've done that for years and years and years. Fighters of the year. Highest paid athletes of the year, congressman of the year, man of the year, fight of the year, fight of the century. Finally happening. Cypher Boxing says a salute to Top Rank, a salute to Mayweather Promotions, Al Haymon. It'll be a co-promotion between Showtime and HBO, but no matter what, it's going to be all good for us May 2nd. Plan it now, and if you haven't, you're too late. You should have did it before it happened. That's the kind of fight this is. I just can't wait to see what happens, man. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Coming up next week, we've got the first fight in the Pro Championship, I believe Pro Boxing Championship Series. That'll be on CBS. Two big fights. Danny Garcia versus... is it Alexander? No, Lamont Peterson. That's right. Lamont Peterson, who beat Amir Khan in a very controversial way. Controversial in that Amir Khan was deducted a bunch of points for holding, and controversial in that steroid test or testosterone test for Lamont Peterson came up a little iffy, a little questionable. Lamont Peterson later admits to doing a little something under his armpit. He knew all along, but he said he had a deficiency, and who are we to say? So he got figured out, and now he's back here. For some reason, he can still do whatever he wants to do. Do whatever they let him do, right? If they give you take, Lamont Peterson's taking these opportunities, taking these chances, staying relevant. Danny Garcia, haven't heard about him and his dad in the news or anything like this. Maybe they're trying to tone it down. Maybe they're trying to come at it a little different. Maybe they're just focusing because now they got themselves a live dog in front of them in Lamont Peterson, a man that won't quit. Ask Amir Khan. I say it again. Lamont Peterson has a brother, Anthony Peterson, boxing family. These kids used to be homeless now. They're making $1 million fighting. And this is network television, so what's beautiful about this is that everybody's going to be able to see it. And another fight that everybody is going to be able to see is... shit, who's that? That's right, Adrian Broner and the local son, John West Covina Molina. Forget about it. It is what it is. Molina will not go down hard or fast unless you got that heat, that bone crusher, that game changer. Molina was able to stay in there with Matisse for many, many rounds. Matisse known as a man that could kick like a horse with his fists. Broner got sized up by the countryman of Matisse by the name of Maidana, who went on to cash that check and win the Mayweather lottery. Two fights later, Maidana's eating cheeseburgers in Argentina jungle, just loving life. What are you gonna do? You've been there, done that. Hard to get up after you fought Mayweather two times in a row. And were competitive the first time. But that's Molina. As we go back to the beginning of the thought, Molina is the man that stayed in there with Matisse. Molina is the man that's going to be in there with Broner. He's a come forward fighter, but he's a very, very big welterweight, and I believe that's where they'd be fighting at, unless they're fighting at 140. If they're fighting at 140, Molina could come into the fight pushing 160. Big, big framed. Doesn't use his length or his size to his advantage in that he uses the length to keep distance. He kind of uses it as leverage and gets in there and turtles up a bit. But when he delivers those blows, they're with bad intentions. Ask Matisse. Both of those fights coming on next week.
Angel, first of all, man, big fight. Adrian Peterson, NBC. Initial thoughts on the fight?
You know, it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good night for Danny. You know, my job is to worry about Danny, make sure Danny's ready April 11th. You know, he's going to come out there in the Barclays Center and do his thing. He's going to go out there and steal. Undefeated champion. I mean, I'm not going to say champion of the world, but it's going to be a catch weight. 143.
Yeah.
But still undefeated.
How tough of a fight is this for you guys? What do you think about Peterson as a fighter?
Well, the thing, honestly, man, that's not my job, honestly. I ain't trying to be rude to you and all like that. But my job is not to worry about Peterson. My job is to worry about Danny. Like, I can't say nothing about Peterson, but I don't train him. You know what I mean? That's just between him and his team. So, honestly, I'm giving respect. He's a fighter. So, you know, you always give that respect to, you know, because anybody can't just put gloves on. Everybody want to put gloves on until they get hit tip of the nose and they don't want to fight no more. You know, so I give him that prop, putting the gloves on. But besides the point, I'm gonna worry about, you know, Danny. I'm gonna worry about the champ of the world.
How soon is Danny gonna go up to 147? Everybody's waiting to go up there with the big names. Is this the final fight, and then we see him at the welterweight?
Well, I'm saying, you know, it's gonna be a catch weight, 43. It might be. I can't tell you that it might not be. But I'm saying, if it is, it is. If, you know, it all depends. It all depends. You know, we gotta get together after this and talk out. Danny, see how he feels, and myself, and we take it from there. If it's 47, then we go to 47. What's called big boys.
And Angel, what is the most underrated thing about your son? Because, you know, a lot of people,
the thing is this, the most underrated is this. I'm the most underrated trainer there is, okay? But it doesn't matter. Danny's the most underrated fighter, okay? But Danny always gets lucky, but he's still undefeated. He's 29-0. What do we gotta do? I guess the next fight gotta be in the moon. We have to fight in the moon, and then we get props. You know what I mean? Stay tuned. The next fight gonna be at the moon.
Awesome, man. Last message for the fans. Nigga, what do you want to tell all the fans out there?
Hey, listen. I want you guys to love Danny. Follow him. Look at him as a fighter. He is. Don't judge him, because he's giving you guys what you guys need in the boxing world. The great fighter like himself. Okay? And still showing the people that he's that guy. Okay? And I want you guys to understand that and love him. That's all.
fight that I haven't brought up yet that's coming up real soon. Big fight. Another free fight, I believe. Robert Guerrero, you hear in the background, training up in the gym. Media day, working a heavy bag back and forth. He'll be coming up against Keith One Time Thurman. One Time is the name for his knockout power that he brings up all the time. He's a violent, 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 violent fighter. And when he gets in the ring, you see why. He puts a lot into every punch, every time. These things happen all the time. And he likes to make sure everybody knows that at any time it can stop, at any time the fight could be over. One time, that's all he needs, one time. He'll be going against a former Mayweather opponent, Robert Guerrero. Robert Guerrero, not really heard since the Mayweather fight, other than a 12-round bruiser with a big welterweight and a Japanese fighter. Very busted up, very hurt, but he pulled out the win, pulled it out big time, and was enough to take a little of the cobwebs off, but remind him why he took the rest to begin with. The man has a lot of money, so he's coming back into the prize fighting game. Keep his name up there. One loss, one draw. He's a real, 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 real big scalp for Thurman if Thurman can pull this off. It'll really propel Thurman up there. And if Thurman can take out another Mayweather opponent, then, you know, faster than Mayweather did, then I think that's enough motivation for Mayweather. That's enough ammunition for Thurman to start some kind of heat. And hopefully it snowballs into a fireball and all you can. And gets him that Mayweather sweepstakes. But you know what? It might not be the Mayweather sweepstakes for much longer if Manny Pacquiao has anything to say about it. Everything on the line in that fight. Robert Guerrero looking very able, looking very agile as I look at his video footage of his media day. You know, a lot of things got to happen for Thurman to win that fight. He's got to be everything that he's shown himself to be, but consistently, persistently, and at another level. So it's a lot to ask. I've seen it against lesser opposition, but will he still show that difference in skill level when he faces somebody that's been in there with the big dogs? We don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And that's why it really feels good to see a kid like him come in here and really try to show that he's about that life. He wants to go in there. He wants to take those steps. He wants to climb that ladder and give us the fights we're looking for, you know?
Would it happen, the fight everybody wanted to see, needed to see, or couldn't see 5 years ago. But still, as many have called it, the fight of this generation is indeed on. As you take a look at the tail of the tape, Mayweather is slightly older, but he is perfect. That's why so much is riding on the line for him. Pacquiao has struggled lately, reaching the inch by 5 inches closer. May 2nd in Las Vegas. For more, we bring in Teddy Atlas, who's an analyst on ESPN's Friday Night Fights. He joins us from Brooklyn, New York. ESPN 2 at the top of the hour. We'll be on the air with Joe Tessitore. But let's talk about the news of the moment. The biggest story in sports is boxing, and that's not what we say often these days. You're an analyst. You've been in the ring. You've trained a ton of guys. Straight up, who's got the edge in this fight now that it's on, Mayweather or Pacquiao?
Well, I mean, the guy that had the edge going into the negotiation, and that might be a way of really handicapping this fight. That was Mayweather, because he had the options. He knew he had two fights left on that Showtime deal, so he could play hardball. And Pacquiao, he didn't. So he came to the table. He made concessions. He made a lot of concessions. So Floyd had the edge going in. Floyd has the edge, I believe, as the fight is going to take place now, finally, in the square circle. Because he's naturally the bigger guy. He has not learned how to lose. That confidence is so important at all times in our life. But especially when you're going to make a monumental moment like this. Confidence is everything. And of course, this fight should have happened 6 years ago. Since then, Marquez has been knocked out cold. That memory is still there somewhere. It will be Floyd's job to bring those ghosts back to the forefront. Bring them to the mind of Pacquiao. The edge, Mr. Mayweather, the money man, the better defensive fighter, the guy that will take advantage of reckless aggression of Pacquiao.
All right, interesting. So if Money Mayweather has the advantage in your mind, let's just flip the script here, Teddy. Let's say you're advising or training Pacquiao. Now, you clearly think he's at a disadvantage here. What would you do to say he could do to perhaps stem the tide and make this a fight?
Listen, the greatest strength of Mayweather is his defense, his mind. Sometimes that's his greatest weakness. And the people of Pacquiao need to understand that, as I understand that. Because sometimes what I mean by that is Mayweather gets intoxicated. He gets drunk, and he doesn't drink liquor, as far as I know. But he gets intoxicated with his defensive prowess. He starts slipping and sliding, juking and duking a little too much sometimes, and allow you to get into him. Pacquiao can match him just about with hand speed. Pacquiao is a busier fighter. Yes, I said it. He's a little busier than Floyd. Floyd doesn't throw a lot. He throws what counts. So understand that. Pacquiao will have opportunities when Floyd is into his defensive mode a little bit too much. That will give opportunities for Pacquiao to out-hustle him, just outwork him, and grab parts of rounds, and maybe steal rounds.
Interesting. Simple question here. How much does boxing need this fight?
What was that?
How much does boxing just need this fight to happen?
Listen, boxing survives without Pacquiao Mayweather, so calm down. Calm down. It's been around 200 years, okay?
Sorry,
they're not the saviors. They're not the saviors of boxing as much as it will help their promotion to put themselves forth as such. But they're not. Boxing has survived without them for many years and will without them for many years. But it is important to the point that instead of us talking on SportsCenter live about the fight, about boxing, that doesn't help. That doesn't happen quite enough. It's happening now. So for the overall sport, you get a fight like this that drives fans to talk. They're going to talk at the water fountain. They're going to talk in the car, in the carpools. They're going to talk when they're not supposed to be talking. That's good for boxing. It's very important. The fans, you know what the fans have been like? They've been like a guy walking in the Sahara Desert and their tongue is just hanging out and they're scorched. And they've been looking for something to get excited about. And now they think, they look above. above and they see an oasis. Yeah. Finally, after walking in that desert, and they think that oasis is Pacquiao and Mayweather. I just hope it's not a mirage. I want them to get water, not sand in their mouths.
They're about to have a big drink of water on May 2nd. There's no doubt about it.
Goodness gracious. I'll tell you what, man. Teddy Atlas, he's the savior of boxing. Teddy Atlas, the ever-present, the ever-vescent. Teddy Atlas, Friday Night Fight legend, former trainer, all-around boxing historian, boxing pugilist. He was a trainer. He's been all there and done that, and it's always good to hear his point of view on how things go down, you know. Because he's where it's at. He kind of ties us in with the old school and then walks us a little bit further into the future. And the future is that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, man. What can I say, man? What can I say, man? Cypher Boxing, man. Cypher Boxing, man. 1630 AM, K-Chung Radio, Chinatown, Los Angeles. If you're listening online, hello to you and you two people. The first song you heard today was by Muhammad Ali, I'm the Greatest. We're gonna be going out with some Muhammad Ali.
Stand by me. dick.